Lynn Slotkin is seated across from me to talk about August Osage County, which is a play. It's a big play. The cast is big. It's won a lot of awards, the Pulitzer Prize, the Tony Award, and the touring production opened last night here in Toronto, and Lynn is here with her thoughts on it. Nice to see you.
Same here, Kevin.
First of all, let's talk about the title, which I have to admit, it's sort of noxious because when you look at it, it looks like Osage County? What does the title mean?
August, Osage County. Simple. It means this. The play takes place in August.
Oh, okay.
In the month of August in Osage County, which is the largest county in the state of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
See? So there's no mystery. There's no subtext. It's just when and where. The what and the who are the aspects that make this a fascinating play.
Fascinating play. Okay, so then what's the story?
It's written by Tracy Letts, an actor, playwright with the illustrious Steppenwolf Company of Chicago. They commissioned this play.
Okay.
It's about the Weston family. Beverly Weston is the patriarch. In a wonderful first scene, he sets up the workings and failings of the family to a young woman he's hired to take care of his sick wife, Violet. Violet has cancer of the mouth. Hmm. And as the play progresses, we see how ironic that is.
Okay.
She is addicted to painkillers of every description. Then Beverly disappears. The family is called to rally around Violet. Three daughters with various partners, husbands, a sister-in-law, and a brother-in-law drop by. And we realize why the daughters have scattered and only one has stayed in the area. Violet is a horror.
Ooh.
She's vindictive. She's manipulative. She's acid-tongued. And she's very, very funny.
Ah, okay.
Very
so there is
funny.
Humor mixed into that sort of.
Tons.
But
of it.
We get the irony there with the acid tongue to
mean right.
cruelty. So now, it's, as I mentioned, an award-winning
yes.
play. So what makes it at that level?
Well, first and foremost, the writing is brilliant. It's been called Long Day's Journey into Night for the 21st century. Tracy Letts writes characters, especially Violet, who takes no prisoners. You see where she is coming from and how her bite has affected her children. Letts knows how to get under the skin of his characters and lash out through frustration and desperation. We don't excuse them, but we recognize them.
Hmm.
His dialogue crackles like a raging forest fire. When Violet lobs her first explosive remark, you think, you know, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night, you know,
wow.
And I'm not talking Betty Davis here. The play is full of surprises, all of which are credible. The play is deeply, deeply funny, as I said. The language is raw, and it defines and confines its characters. There is not one false note in the play or the production.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, this production,
yes.
as I mentioned, the touring
yep.
production,
mm-hmm.
but it does have, just right off the top, full front in all the ads I've seen as well, the legendary Estelle Parsons.
The legendary Estelle Parsons.
Yeah, and how's she work out?
The production is electrifying, and Estelle Parsons as Violet is one of the reasons why. She is both diminutive and dangerous. She is like a coiled cobra. She's watchful for any sign of weakness in her victims, ready to strike. And because she's so still and coiled, she's mesmerizing.
Huh.
As Barbara, the oldest daughter, Shannon Cochran matches Parsons barb for barb. Zingers whiz through the air like darts and unerringly hit their mark. Cochran's performance is full of invention, nuance, and subtlety. The cast is an ensemble in the true sense of the word. It is a cohesive whole of acting artists at the top of their game, and it's directed. Director Anna D. Shapiro guides her large cast with meticulous attention to detail.
Well, let's talk about Shapiro for a
yes.
second, because she's also won awards for her direction.
She has, yes,
okay.
And she deserves every one of them. Emotions carefully build in this production thanks to her direction. Some characters prowl with pent-up energy. Others slump on a couch dead-eyed. A subtle sigh and a roll of the eyes conveys one character's boredom with the story of another. Shapiro stages the 13 characters with a keen sense of the place of their place in the story. Not one movement is false, not
no.
one reaction is anything but true, and the result is a terrific production.
Now, Obviously, you liked this, Lynn.
You think, eh? Hey, Kevin?
No kidding.
I loved this production. August Osage County deserves every award it has won. I've never heard this in the theater in a long time.
I've never heard you be so glowing.
But let me tell you, I was leaving, and there was a woman who was walking up the aisle, and she's on the cell phone to her mother as we're leaving the theater and says, Mom, you've got to get online right now, and you've got to order tickets to August Osage County.
Wow.
It is awesome. This production lives up to its awards in every single way. If you love theater, you cannot miss this.
Wow.
And it's a gift for anyone who loves their theater. Meaty, gripping, and exhilarating. And that's what it is. It is exhilarating. You fly out of the theater. It is so good.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I've got to go online during our news and order tickets,
Kevin,
for this, Lynn. So
yes. Thank
you very much.
Pleasure.
It sounds like a throwback. I love those dialogue-based,
rat-a-tat.
And it sounds like it's got the subtlety, but also that sort of rat-a-tat.
Not a drop of sentiment. No pyrotechnics. Simple, honest play. Writing and theater.
Wow.
Theater in every glorifying sense of the word.
Rare.
Rare.
Definitely.
Don't miss this.
All right. But everybody wait 10 minutes.
Yes.
Because I got to make sure I can get my tickets.
Fine.
Lynn, thanks a lot.
Pleasure.